What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. Goddamn the hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, welcome to Crab Diving Live, broadcasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, stream free 24/7. Maybe you've gone and done download.
Cities with one man you can trust.
Full of what? And lust?
I don't know what this is.
Semen? Hayseed? Hayseed is that cities?
Manseed and lust? Manseed.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently one of Trump's favorite groups.
Right. Oh, he loves a village.
Don't they play Macho Man all the time in his fucking...
They aren't a fan of him.
Hate rallies. I would...
I think they've
asked. They're probably not.
I believe the village people have asked him to stop doing.
Well, we kind of know one of the touring guys, right? We had him on the show. Way back.
Right. I
think that was on our show. I don't know if that was on the wrestling show. Maybe
that
it was
our
wrestling show.
I
don't remember.
Right.
But anyway, he's one of the.
Right.
He's the construction dude.
I wonder how he
feels
about
it. One of the tours. One of the village people.
Well, he doesn't like. No one likes Donald Trump.
No,
I mean,
well, that's not true.
If you're a reasonable motherfucker,
would we be doing this?
No.
If there weren't people that liked him?
Well, but they're not reasonable.
Oh. Really?
They're not reasonable motherfuckers. I mean, people that like Donald Trump at this point have problems with lots of crazy things that you shouldn't have problems with in 2020, I would think.
Like, this video is taught to liberal douchebags out there. Do you think attacking me is going to stop me from doing what I'm going to do? Fuck no, it ain't. I could give two shits less about any one of you. Every one of you liberal fucking faggots can sit there and drop fucking dead, and it wouldn't faze me in the least. You know what? I got fucking family that's liberals. Guess what? I don't fucking talk to them.
That's nice of you, though. I mean, that's nice.
Well, I'm sure they're very appreciative.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a kindness.
Thanks for joining us on the Twitter during the show at Crab Diving, or hop on our Facebook page sometime, or check out our Instagram.
Yes.
And don't forget, if you want to help out the show, you can buy shit through our Amazon link. Every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, use our link or the banner on crabdiving.com homepage.
Yes.
And whatever you buy that sesh, we get a little commission. It doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
We appreciate it.
Big
everybody that does.
Thank you.
We love you long time.
That's right.
Let's see what's going on. I understand there may be some news.
Yes. Who is Rudy jacking off in front of today,
I
Pat?
I don't know.
I was tucking my shirt.
Sure you were. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Thanks for joining us for the apocalypse. Who knows? You know what I mean?
Well, Pat Robertson says Trump wins and we're there.
Well, I agree.
But he's giddy.
But I agree with him. I mean, we're one weird Russian hack away from him justifying staying.
Well, he's going to justify staying regardless.
Yeah.
With either real evidence or faux. But
Right.
He's going to, it's all going to depend on who enables him.
Right. That's true. The Republicans will.
Some. Our representative definitely will.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Like some fucking guys and dolls dick tattoo on Trump.
Yeah. That's good. Oh, gosh. Resist, dog. Resist. Is that what it is?
There's a spare pepperoni piece sitting here that wasn't in the Kong toy.
Ooh, fascist Kong toy.
And she's demanding that.
Right.
She thinks it's in her contract.
That's right.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPo.
Yes.
Trump gives away game on Obamacare. Yeah, you know, he's so stupid.
Right.
He went and released the 60 Minutes footage that they had. Now, they had a camera set up.
Right.
And they recorded the whole thing. For the archives.
Yes.
And then Trump was upsetty pants that Leslie Stahl asked him a few real questions. So he got up and left and he said, I'm going to release the whole video. You'll see how unfair she was. Total left-wing hit job.
Can he do that?
He did. And, I mean, the camera, as far as what I saw, it's just locked on him, the view that we got.
Right.
And, the mics are kind of shit. It's
Don't
not,
you
they
feel-
didn't, they didn't equalize the mics and stuff. So Leslie sounds like she's kind of off mic. But
don't you feel that this is not fair to 60 Minutes? They're investing all this money to put this project together.
Oh, but everybody's going to watch it.
And, yeah, because they'll watch.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Oh, it'll be the highest rated. It'll be great.
So this is, in fact, one of these moments where he's making whatever the interview is. He said that interview infinitely worse.
He looks like an idiot. It's a train wreck.
I haven't seen it.
It's a train wreck.
Does he look crazy?
He's squealing. He's upset. He literally kind of says to her, There weren't supposed to be hard questions.
God. That is so.
And she's like, well, last time, Mr. President, you told me, remember he said jokingly, hey, that wasn't that bad at all. And she's like, well, maybe next time we'll have a go at you. And he's like, yeah. He's like, please do. Come at me.
Yeah. Well, he feels differently now.
He does.
The steroids are wearing off.
He does feel a little differently, apparently.
Are the roids wearing off of him right now?
And he put out some clips on his own Twitter, and I watched a couple of them. I'm like, it makes you look like an asshole. This does not. Why are you doing? Does he want to lose?
I think, is it possible for him to do nothing?
It's really only for the hardest core of his lunatic base.
Right.
Like Dilly. Dilly's going to be rending his garments and self-immolating over how unfairly
Trump was treated. Will Trump endorse QAnon before this is all over?
Well, Don Jr. kind of did.
Oh, yeah?
Let me...
Gosh, what a creepo. What a weirdo, too.
Let me press that button, and this is Don Jr.
You know, I just want to say something very quickly. Don Jr. is the class of people in this country that are the problem. These people that decide they need to go on a special trip to kill an animal that is nearly endangered. And for some reason, that makes this fascist drizzle ejaculate out of the end
it's
of his horrible
pathetic,
Nazi dick.
Antiquated view of masculinity. It's just, it's ridiculous.
I would go on a trip if someone said, we're going to see this amazing giraffe, you know, this amazing.
Let's kill it.
Let's
put one through the neck.
I don't get that.
Right.
That is so fucked up.
I mean, money tied to human trafficking and prostitution rings in the other one. That's another big one. The Chinese money. Joe Biden is compromised 100%. You think the Chinese.
So this is him saying that Hunter Biden, of course, he's providing no evidence. He's just saying it's on the hard drive somewhere that ties Hunter Biden to human trafficking and prostitution.
But wait, I thought that hard
drive.
And
he's on Fox. Shame on them for giving this little cockwomble platform.
Hey, yeah. Did Giuliani turn over a laptop to Fox or someone today? Was there something?
Hard drives. He gave somebody hard drives.
So what's allegedly on these things?
Well, I'm sure they'll find out.
Well,
but
hey,
this is, again, this is them thinking, you know, well, this is going to prove. Like when Devin Nunes dropped his first stupid report, it was going to be it, right? That was going to be it. We're done.
Right.
And it was like,
it was nothing.
Yeah, it was a no big evidence. Nothing burger. Right.
It's just a stalling tactic.
Right. And I believe the FBI or somebody, maybe in New York, has mentioned that they're looking at Rudy already for foreign.
Yeah.
For ties to foreign agents.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like.
And they even said, we weren't following Rudy. We were following the foreign agents.
If Rudy just happened.
Yeah. And Rudy butt dialed them. Anyway.
It is stupid fucking Watergate. Right?
I guess.
Dumb fucking.
Thank the gods, right? Yeah, I mean, if it was. Well, we'd be Russia. That's Putin. Putin is smart Trump.
Yeah.
Sociopath, evil.
It's
autocrat.
If I'm understanding the problem is Donald Trump doesn't get elected, he'll end up in jail forever. And so, is willing to do anything.
I don't
to
know
stay
that that's that much
White
of
House.
a in the equation.
He thinks he's not going to jail?
Has he ever?
No.
Has he been held accountable his entire fucking life? But that's part of the narcissism.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that he would. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know that that could fall into his purview at all. That, whoa, maybe I'm gonna get in trouble. He's like, I got a gazillion layers on this.
If you want to heal this country, you throw that motherfucker away for the rest of his fucking life. That's how you heal
America.
Yeah,
or make him broke. As fuck.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Make him, you know, be broadcasting from a basement somewhere.
Right.
In Siberia.
Yes.
To try to.
But we know
for
that.
For internet clicks, right. Desperate, selling horny goat weed and colloidal silver enemas.
He will flee to Russia.
Or Saudi.
He's not going to end up in jail.
One of the Middle Eastern countries, possibly.
Right.
Maybe Brazil. Maybe he and. Bolsonaro have nuzzled up.
That works like this, right?
Understand some of my previous relatives ended up in Brazil in the late 40s.
Then if you're Joe Biden.
Argentina.
If you're Joe Biden, you call up Bolsonaro and say, hey, I know you have Trump. How much for him? How much I'll buy him. How much? And he just gives you a number and you buy Trump. You
God, I hope
jail.
It's not by the pound.
Oh, yes.
The HuffPo. So of the many things, Trump just really, I mean, this is actually a good shot. He shot himself in the dick.
Ooh, yeah.
It's hard to hit those small mushroomy targets.
Hey, I'm a marksman. The target is painted.
And he basically gave Biden two really good talking points for tonight's debate that he basically admitted to. That, yeah, I can't wait till we get rid of Obamacare.
Right.
And I got nothing.
I have nothing. That should like
But it'll be great once it's gone. That's his argument. It's going to be great once it's gone.
The Republicans need to just say hi. We're the party of fucking death.
And he pretends that toothless Hummer of a... hey.
There's a blowjob joke going on. Come on.
Of a toothless, ridiculous executive order about pre-existing conditions doesn't mean fuck.
No, yeah.
It's the typical Republicans. We're going to guarantee that you have
access.
Access to insurance with. All that is going to force the insurance company to do is to offer a policy that covers people with pre-existing conditions. It does not say an affordable policy,
right.
Which is what Obamacare forced. The Affordable Care Act.
But, like, what? That's the thing, though. If you get away, if you get rid of the element you described, you have to. You can't have it like that, or it's worthless.
Right, and then they say, so well, though, the then they go back into these high-risk pools, which means that people are paying $10,000 a month for insurance to stay alive.
And think about that. The government mismanaged this pandemic to the point where we have this much of it, all these deaths, and now everyone's going to have to pay more for insurance, for medical insurance. That is fucking insane.
For no reason other than Obama.
I can't think of right. That's so crazy. I can't think of a better reason to have free healthcare than this pandemic.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that help?
Trump followed through on his threat to release unaired footage of his interview with 60 Minutes just 2 days after he abruptly cut the appearance short. Began criticizing Leslie Stahl, the popular news program's host, on social media.
Right, right. And it made him look insane.
Beneath the video that he posted, one of the videos he posted today, he said, "Look at the bias, hatred, and rudeness on behalf of 60 Minutes and CBS. This is the HuffPo. Trump, who has a noticeably raspy voice throughout the video,
yeah,
appears to grow frustrated during the interview with Stahl's line of questioning as they discuss rising COVID-19 case numbers. He doesn't want to talk about that. Unemployment claims. He doesn't want to talk about that.
Oh, fuck no.
And his hopes that the SCOTUS will overturn the Affordable Care Act.
You know,
despite the pandemic, which we are now starting to enter a bigger fuck storm of.
Oh, good. Okay, now that was negative. Okay. Oh,
yeah, I've got some stories for you.
You know, I just had an epiphany about this rapist in chief of ours. That he is, do you remember the movie Caddyshack, the first one?
Sure.
Do you remember the sequel? It was so bad.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Well, you know.
Okay, Ted Knight played Lord Bushwood or whatever the fuck. He was in charge of Bushwood.
Yeah, right, right.
Country Club. And to me, that's who Trump is. But it's that guy minus any feelings and a lot. And you really got to crank up the racism and the rapiness.
Yeah, I think Ted Knight in Caddyshack was funnier. Was smarter than Trump.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Not much, but smarter than Trump. Like he would hang out with Trump.
Baldy!
He's definitely a Mar-a-Lago member that hangs out with Trump and whispers in his ear.
Why, when that movie was being made, no one took anyone aside and said, can we have more scenes where Ted Knight is yelling at his dumb fucking son? I really enjoyed those moments.
Have you heard the latest one about the Jew, the Catholic, and the colored boy who went to heaven?
Yeah, that's a doozy, Judge.
Colored boy.
Why,
you son of a bitch,
That's the guy fixing his shoes is a black guy who heard him say colored boy. He's like, why you
know,
he's grinding
down
his shoe. By the way, the guy that's laughing with Ted Knight turns around and he's a priest.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you hear the one?
You know, what kind of rich people go somewhere, play golf, and while they're golfing, they drop their shoes off for someone to grind them down with an electric buffer. What is that? What world is that?
Yes, sir, Judge. Yes, sir. Look at the wax buildup on those shoes. This is fine leather. I want that wax stripped off there. I want them cream and buff with a fine chamois, and I want them now. Chop, chop.
Got him, Judge.
Spalding, get dressed. You're playing golf today.
No, I'm not, Grandpa. I'm playing tennis.
You're playing golf, and you're going to like it.
What about my asthma?
I'll give you asthma.
There you go. Classic Caddyshack, everybody. Trump.
For some reason,
Trump said he told Leslie Stahl that his healthcare plan is fully developed.
Fully developed.
Let's see.
And he'll be announcing it very soon.
Oh,
very,
okay.
Very soon.
Good.
said he hopes the Supreme Court ends the Affordable Care Act. I hope they end it. It'll be so good if they end it because we will come up with a plan. We will come up with a plan. So what do you do in the interim when 20 million people are kicked off of their health care in the middle of a pandemic?
I'm confused, too, because doesn't that negate what he just said? What, earlier, he said that...
We have a plan. It's going to be ready.
Oh, okay. That's all he said.
It's going to be announced soon. But then he said, I hope they end it soon because we will come up with a plan.
What have people been doing, though?
Nothing.
Like, all those Republicans, can they... At least, what I don't understand is, then fine, hire a bunch of...
They're very busy.
...fucking nerds. No, you hire a bunch of fucking nerds if you are Republicans. No offense to anybody. Nerds make this country run. I don't mean to say
but you're negative. Assuming that they want that the goal of them is to make things better.
I'm surprised Lindsey Graham is
for everyone.
Yes.
That's what's her, we're
we have your family.
That's and not until what happens.
Come up with a health
plan. That is not what happens.
It's better than Obamacare.
You're just joking. Secret Service. And
no, I mean that's probably
authorities.
What they do. But do you think that's what they do? Why wouldn't they do something like get a bunch of people together to think of something that they could do for us, healthcare-wise? I mean, why wouldn't they do that?
We're doing well. We understand the disease. I saved millions of people, he said.
Jeez.
And he's blaming the rising case numbers on testing, of course. You're so negative. You're so negative, he says at another point. After stalled questions about the political rallies and why people don't wear masks at them. You just came in here with this negative attitude. These are the biggest rallies we've ever had.
God damn, Donald, you are coming to Pensacola tomorrow. Oh, please, yeah. Please tell your gross fucking racist wackos to put masks all over their disgusting Nazi pie holes. Oh, yeah. Please.
Yeah.
Please.
Both holes.
All holes covered, please. Gross.
At one point he says, you brought up a lot of subjects that were inappropriately brought up. They were inappropriately brought up right from the beginning.
Thank you.
Before claiming that he had said their interview would be lovely. Or she had said, you said it would be lovely.
What does he think being president is?
Listen, she said, you're president. Shouldn't you be held accountable to the American people?
Does he ever think, how was Obama treated? How was Obama treated? How would Obama have been treated if he did an eighth of the shit Trump did? How would the media treat him?
Well, right.
Trump is insane. He's nuts.
And again, this is backfiring on him.
Yeah, I hope. Yes, absolutely.
You know, I didn't want to have this kind of
anger. Of course you did.
No, I didn't.
Of course you
didn't. No, I didn't.
Well, then you brought up a lot of subjects that
were inappropriately brought up. Questions.
They were inappropriately brought up right from the beginning. You know, your first question was, this is going to be tough questions. Well, when you set up the interview, your first statement
you're
was...
You're president. No, don't you think you should be accountable to
listen,
the American people?
Your first statement to me, this is going to be tough questions. Well, I don't mind that. But when you set up the interview, you didn't say that. You said, oh, let's have a lovely interview. And here's what I just said.
So why?
You don't ask Joe Biden. I saw your interview with Joe, the interview with
I
Joe Biden.
I never did a Joe Biden.
It was a joke. The interview, 60 Minutes. I see Joe Biden giving softball after softball.
God.
I've seen all of his interviews. He's never been asked a question that's hard.
Okay, but forget him for a minute.
No, but you start with me.
You're president.
By the way, he has on policy. He's never been asked, why did your son Hunter Biden steal millions of dollars from the American people through the Ukraine? Which, or I don't know how.
Yeah.
Why did you make billions of dollars secretly? And why do you run a pedophile ring?
I got to tell you.
Those are the hard questions that Trump wants to hear.
If I, listening to him talk to her even, if there, let's say one of these narratives, these insane narratives were true, there was some horribleness going on at Burisma or whatever he said with Hunter Biden and yes, and Al Gore was maybe running a pedophilia circus in the basement of a pizza shop at one point. Maybe that was true. I still...
More of a massage place, actually.
What a
thank you.
Well, it's a pepperoni on me. You know, I still would vote for Joe Biden. I still, because there is no way anyone with the temperament going on in any of these interviews can be.
Oh yeah, he's a spectacular asshole.
He can't get anything worth a shit done with that attitude.
It really doesn't help him. I don't understand how putting this out helps him.
He is a cunt.
He comes across as a whiny little piss baby, yes, and a little old man. Why Biden? Why'd you ask Biden?
You can't even.
And she's like, "You're the president. Don't you think you should be able to be held accountable?" You notice there was no answer. He just kept rolling.
You know what the only answer is? You don't disagree with the fucking king, and you don't talk that often.
I've seen all of his interviews. He's never been asked a question that's hard.
Okay, but forget him for a minute.
No, but you start with me.
You're president.
Excuse me, Leslie. You started with me. Your first statement was, "Are you ready for tough questions?" That's no way to talk. No way to talk.
Leslie, one second. This is the first warning. I think we have 5 minutes until we have the vice president step in. Is that about right?
Well, I think we have enough. We have enough of an
interview. I think we're ready for the vice president now.
I think we have enough of an interview here. Okay, that's enough. Let's go. Let's go meet for 2 seconds, okay? Thanks. I'll see you later. Thanks.
Oh, he decides it's over.
You know what? That I don't give a fuck. I of course, his politics, and he's a rapey little Nazi troll fuck. All of that aside, I still don't want that fucking guy president. That guy is a dickhead. Fuck him.
Oh,
he
yeah,
is a
yeah.
little
oh,
asshole.
Well, sure.
But right. He's also all those other things. But shit. What a petty little fuck stick.
Oh, a sad little baby, right?
You only talk for 2 minutes.
He needs to go to jail.
Yeah,
he needs to have his empire torn away from him.
Right.
He broke as fuck. I saw an article the other day that the first Trump that's going to get looked at.
Right.
Is Ivanka.
Ivanka. Because of the foundation.
Everything. Well, no, the how she benefited from. Well, you know, she just happened to go with daddy over to China.
Oh,
and then
yes.
leave with 23 new patents.
Yeah. How do you do that?
It's just a coincidence, the timing.
When we went to Europe and we came back, how many new patents did you return with?
I didn't have any.
None of this is normal fucking shit. Did, Hillary's daughter and Bill's daughter. Chelsea.
Chelsea?
How many patents did Chelsea get from China when Bill was president?
No.
I'm serious. I don't know. But I bet if she had any, we would know about it. Of course we'd know about it.
Over to the Drudge Report.
God.
Shock poll.
Ooh.
That's my usual Saturday night.
Shock poll, Texas tied.
Oh, shit.
A new Quinnipiac poll has Biden and Trump tied at 47%.
Damn. Oh, God, Trump. Imagine you're Donald Trump. You're the incumbent and you cannot win Texas and you're the Republican. I'm sorry, Donald. For that, you're a fucking loser.
Pennsylvania, Biden 51, Trump 43.
Damn! That's a rough one, right?
And then Texans get out for Hagar in Texas because he's 6 points behind John fucking Cornyn.
Right.
Is 6 points behind Cornyn.
Right. And he's a load, correct?
Oh, he's a tremendous spectacular load. Load, yeah.
And it would be nice to have him lose, wouldn't it?
I mean, he's no Ron Johnson, but...
Right. What a horrible... I don't know what kind of scale you're on right now. He's no Ron Johnson, but he's not necessarily Louis Gohmert, buddy.
Yeah, but...
The fuck?
He's really bad.
Yeah.
Among those who will vote in person, they say they're going to vote in person on election day, 62% support Trump, 32% support Biden.
And this is in Texas.
Yes.
Okay.
Among those who are voting by mail or absentee ballot, 63% say they support Biden.
Damn.
31% support Trump. Gee, I wonder why.
All
these places, all these Republican places are trying to prevent mail-in voting.
Dude, that...
We just want to make sure it's fair and that everybody's vote is counted, right?
You know, on the walk today with the intern, you brought up the story about these lunatics showing up at polling places with guns.
That's today, yeah. I'll get to that in a second.
Good fucking God. Can you guys chill out? Can you? I mean, so, seriously.
It says Biden has a mixed favorability rating in Texas.
Yeah.
And Trump also has a mixed favorability rating. but this is all Texas, so.
Right.
Handling of coronavirus.
Yes.
49% approve of what Trump is doing for the COVID.
Shit.
48 disapprove.
I'm trying to get a gauge on how impactful this Rudy Giuliani thing is.
0.0.
It's not impactful. No. Like if the same thing happened on Biden's side, it would be like if Howard Dean did it or something like that.
Well, yeah, they're trying.
Yeah.
For some reason, it's Hunter Biden.
Everything's so weird. You know?
The other headlines, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 headlines over the Drudge Report. shock poll, Texas tied. MAGA rips debate moderator. They're hating Kristen Welker.
Wow.
Already saying she's has a history of anti-Trump activism.
Is she not going to be the first African-American woman to host a debate, to moderate a debate, a presidential debate?
I don't know that.
I mean, come on.
Presidential debate monitor Kristen Welker has been accused of partaking in anti-Trump activism days after the president called her biased and unfair. He put a target on her for the maggots.
But what do we want, though? I mean, I'm sorry. He is a fascist. He is racist. He says things that rational people have no headspace for. How do you not speak out against that?
Oh, my God. Last week it was reported that the 44-year-old, that's Kristen Welker, we didn't need to know how she was, that her parents have in the past donated to Democratic campaigns. Oh, my God!
Where do you expect them to donate to? Who gives a fuck? Yeah, honestly.
But immediately in their tiny, sad little minds, she can't be objective.
Listen.
She's got to be biased. Her parents once donated. Dukakis.
You know what? I like that. I like that. Good. I don't care. We are fighting monsters.
But what does that have to do with any?
It's nothing. And that's not just one fucking thing.
And that's their projection because they can't be unbiased and think of something or try to judge something on the merits without their own intrinsic biases in it.
I mean, you know, she's a journalist who is also an activist.
She's not.
Well, you know, her parents. Is that it? Is that all
They're
of
not.
It? Her parents just donated money to Democrats. That's it.
And she's asked tough questions of Trump. She's in the gaggle sometimes, and she's asked him some tough questions, and he's been nasty to her.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I think there hasn't been enough tough questions. That might be why when someone asks tough questions, they stick out because. I mean, this guy's been lying ever since he's president. No one calls him a liar.
Welker's registered to vote in D.C., but is not affiliated with any political party. She's registered as an independent. And this week, Trump slammed Welker amid scrutiny of her Democratic connections. He tweeted, "She's always been terrible and unfair, just like most of the fake news reporters, but I'll still play the game."
Thank you.
He just sets himself up on that cross.
Oh, yes. That sturdy cross.
So there you go. Speaking to reporters yesterday, he said Welker's a very biased person. Her parents are very biased, but that's my life. Why are Kristen Welker's parents being dragged into this?
I mean, you are allowed to donate money to political parties. It is not a weird thing.
I understand Kristen Welker's great-great-grand aunt.
Yeah.
Was very, very anti...
Was she nasty?
...real estate.
Yes.
I mean...
He is...
It's so bizarre.
Does she not bleed out of her eyeballs?
Her parents are very biased. Based on the information that they had in the past donated to some Democrats. That's his evidence that the parents are very biased.
But the thing is, the reality is that Trump says things and amplifies people that are racist, that are sexist, that are bigots, and that are anti this person. And so, I don't know. How is she not supposed to speak out against that? Or just even, don't you have to name it? I mean, it's...
Yeah,
it,
you know. I So, that's the one of the headlines.
I mean, it's the nerve of these assholes, like... Or racists like Donald Trump will say something that is clearly racist. And when someone calls him out for it, they, not only do you have to stand there and take it, you can't complain about it. You know what I mean? You
right.
just have to be totally fucking happy with it.
Well, yeah.
It's very strange.
So there you go, Kristen Welker. In the sights of MAGA.
Yay.
Already.
Right.
Trump is setting himself up for... It's very unbiased. It's very unfair. Very unfair. Very unbiased. Oh, very biased.
Jesus, dude. Does it get exhausting? Are you exhausted doing that all the time? Did you ever think, wouldn't it be nice to just not be complaining and just... Do you think you'd enjoy not being a fucking asshole for 1 minute of the day? That might be something you like?
Ooh, I don't know if it's... If it's capable of it.
If it's... God.
Houston Chronicle, I believe.
Yes.
Cron.com. President Donald Trump and his advisors have repeatedly discussed whether to fire FBI Director Christopher Wray after Election Day.
Right.
A scenario that could also imperil the tenure of Attorney General William Barr, as the president appears to grow increasingly frustrated because federal law enforcement are not delivering on his campaign to go after Biden and Hillary and Obama.
So now Trump is going to fire the people in the Justice Department until they do what he wants. Is that it?
I think even Barr is like, look, I'm not going to put Obama in handcuffs. So, I'm not going to indict Biden.
So we are absolutely dealing with, like, Trump is like Richie Aprile level lunatic from The Sopranos. You know,
that may be kind of esoteric, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
he's batshit.
Yeah. Richie Aprile liked to hit people in the head, I think, with coffee pots. I really don't see Trump being able to do that, but like
the small hands, it's hard to
be able to do any of the physical shit.
You have to be one of those pretty princess sets.
He doesn't really have the aerobic ability to end anyone's life, I don't think. You know, except his own.
Yeah.
God, I forgot my point. Oh, no. This is like a total gangster move. He's like, oh, let's take out the FBI guy. And then that'll make Bill Barr nervous.
The conversations among the president and senior aides stem in part from their disappointment that Ray in particular, but Barr as well, have not done what Trump had hoped, indicate that Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, his son Hunter, or other Biden associates are under investigation. Trump wants to replay 2016 exactly the way it was. You got Putin diddling with people's minds on Facebook and social media. That's helping him. He thought, well, great. I've got Bill Barr and everything. Here's my October surprise. Here's Comey coming out and saying we got more emails on Wiener's laptop.
It needs to be something other than Burisma. It's that Burisma thing.
That's all they got, though.
It's not working. Does anybody really believe that a laptop that showed up at some electronics repair store dropped Hunter Biden dropped off a laptop with film of him like molesting people and then forgot to pick it up? And then the guy saw it and
one thinks they would have led with that.
Yeah.
If there are pictures of Hunter Biden punch fucking 10-year-old girls.
That's what Alex Jones said.
I'm thinking that they probably would have led with that.
God.
And then gotten to the, oh, one time he sent an email thinking maybe I can hook my dad up to meet this guy from the Ukraine.
But
that's their smoking gun.
You know, man. The thing is, their smoking gun last time was good because it was butter emails. I remember doing a comedy show and I said,
well, those existed.
Well, I know, but people loved it because you would say, hey, who are you voting for? Not Hillary. Why? Emails. Oh, emails. I hear that all the time.
And
I mean, you know, by dumb fucking people, but.
Right. And none of it's sticking against Joe.
Right.
In the campaign's closing weeks, the president has intensified public calls for jailing his challenger, much as he did for Hillary Clinton, his opponent in 2016. Trump has called Biden a criminal without articulating what laws he believes the former vice president has broken. Why isn't anybody asking him what crime?
They have,
What crime? Because you know what his answer is going to be. You know what crime.
Right.
You all know what crime. Turn on the news. Read a paper. That's what he says to Leslie Stahl. When she says, you don't have any evidence, he said, they spied on my campaign. One of the clips I saw.
My God, that's what he said.
She said, well, but Mr. President, there's no evidence of that. What do you mean there's no evidence? It's all over. Read the papers. Look at the news. It's all over. No evidence.
It's all over because you're saying it and people are covering it.
There's no evidence that they spied on his campaign.
Links out to PDFs where there's damning reports. There's no evidence. It's a lie.
Trump wants official action, similar to the announcement made 11 days before the last presidential election by FBI Director James Comey, who informed Congress that he had reopened an investigation into Clinton's use of private email server.
But what Christopher Wray's recent announcement that
last night?
Yeah.
With
the
DNI? Nothing. Nothing.
That doesn't matter.
No, he was like, the sky is blue. Water's wet. And that's what I have to say. Trump emphasized the point in an interview Tuesday with Fox News.
Yes.
Saying, we've got to get the attorney general to act. And that Barr should do it fast.
But like...
where's Barr? That's been going out on social media a lot. It's like, where's Billy Barr? Well, I mean, we haven't seen him in a while.
Well, okay, then. Tell your PIs to get glasses because I guarantee you you can find him.
But he's usually out and about.
Right.
Stirring shit up.
Maybe he's in the basement. Maybe he's, you know what? Maybe he got some sort of facial reconstructive surgery so he could flee the country and he's letting that heal.
And then he alluded to the Hunter Biden stuff. This is major corruption and this has to be known about before the election.
It's not illegal for a president to call for the investigation of someone like that. That I thought you couldn't do that. I thought that was not necessarily ethical because that's like telling the Justice Department what to do when the Justice Department operates independently, right?
Right. Well, supposed to.
I mean, Obama was never like, hey, Eric Holder.
Oh, not if you listen to the Republicans.
Oh, he said that.
No, if you listen to the Republicans, it was Eric Holder was...
evil.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Obama's hitman.
Yeah.
Polling data shows that Comey's late October announcement 4 years ago cut significantly into Clinton's lead.
Oh, God. What a fucking nightmare.
Yet while Trump may be hoping for a similar surprise, senior FBI officials are wary of repeating moves that were criticized as unfair and inappropriate before.
So
in a letter sent Tuesday to Senator Ron fucking Johnson of Wisconsin, the turd of which we referred earlier.
Yes. What a dick.
Chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Committee. And really,
just caked in Russian semen. Just every crevice, his armpit hairs molded together like stalactites hanging down from his pits.
I'm going to need a deep apricot scrubbing.
It says, in a letter sent to him. So he's squealing. He wants, he wants this Hunter Biden stuff out there. He wants, I demand justice investigations.
I'm picturing him running around literally covered in Russian.
Yeah.
He can't see.
Crusty.
Can't see.
An FBI official sought to dodge questions posed by Johnson's about the Bureau's knowledge of Hunter Biden's purported laptop.
Yeah.
The FBI is like, we don't know nothing about these laptops.
There's no if there was a laptop, there'd be a laptop right now. Right.
The FBI, they said, the letter to Ron Johnson said, we have nothing to add to the statement made by the DNI.
Everybody get fucking fucked. If there was a laptop, a legit piece of evidence involving a laptop with a film of Hunter Biden torturing children, my God, we'd have it. We'd have that motherfucker. The people are nuts.
They say the FBI can neither confirm nor deny the existence of any ongoing investigation or persons or entities under investigation.
There's nothing to investigate. It's just, you know, cave of children getting molested by Hunter Biden. I'm sorry.
Trump considers Ray one of his worst personnel picks.
Yeah.
Because Ray thinks that, you know, maybe the FBI should remain a little independent.
Guys.
And we're nobody saying the FBI is a bunch of fluffy bunnies over there. The FBI got probs. Sure. But in some issues, we need the FBI to be on our side.
Right. Do you think
picking out traitors and people trying to undermine our fucking
it feels
elections?
Like there's, you know, what happens though when the FBI is doing their thing and they happen upon someone who they think is a Russian spy or an asset? How do they, and they enter this person's information, it goes into a database and files and whatever. How do we know that, like, Trump and stuff, they aren't going through these files?
Well, right.
And I mean, isn't that an issue?
That's where we got to hope that deep state is real. Well, because we need that deep state to resist.
Then? They would be working. They would be go between Trump and the intelligence agencies.
Right. Or secretly trying to undermine.
Right. No. I don't know, dude.
Whatever they could get away with.
I know.
Backing up files that they're trying to delete and shred, you know, stuff like that.
I know. You're imagining something that's very, like, I get it, but I think...
Well, look at Vindman. Vindman's got scruples.
Do you think that there's the deep state, that there's a... It's like CTU?
No, I mean the bureaucracy that exists.
Oh, okay.
Not that they have the technology, but that somebody might back up a hard drive that they're worried Trump is going to make disappear.
Do they have a headquartered? Seriously, are they headquartered somewhere?
Yeah, FBI.
The deep state. The deep state.
No, they're everywhere.
Okay.
They're career officials that are supposed to be nonpartisan, which is good.
They're not forming anything.
Which means they should not follow orders that are blatantly partisan.
What is the entity in the Marvel thing where they're not, you know, they're the agency that works with these people with superpowers? What is the name of that show? The Marvel. You know what I'm talking about. The guy in all those David Mamet movies is in it. What's his name?
The guy in all the...
He's bald. He's great. You know what I'm talking about. We watch these. It's like
S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yes, S.H.I.E.L.D. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Is there that? Do we have something like that?
No, I don't think they're organized. I think they're just people with scruples that are in departments. Shit comes by them. I mean, Trump's been getting rid of as many as they can. That's the whole vibe.
Maybe that's like what Elon Musk and all these guys are doing with.
And that's what dictators do. Yeah. That's why we have these career officials that can't be fired willy-nilly.
Right.
Just on the whim.
You mean like the guy that was working on the vaccine that got fired because he said Trump's science was fucked?
Well, look at Vindman. They couldn't fire him.
Why? Yeah.
I mean, they put him in a shitty post.
They pressured him, right?
But yeah.
And they pressured his brother.
And then he finally felt pressured that he just retired. But
they fucked with his brother's career, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally evil. And what's really frustrating about that, you listen to Vindman's testimony and you're like, why do you want that guy fired? That guy should keep his job. He seemed good at it.
Mark Meadows, chief of staff, just as bad. He's expressed frustration that FBI Director Wray won't declassify more documents relevant to the FBI's probe of Russian election interference. In other words, declassify it. We'll find out that Obama was secretly behind spying on. But then it says federal law enforcement officials have not been told specifically what documents Meadows wants. What are you talking about?
Well, he just screamed about it, right?
Yeah, declassify it. They're like, well, what do you want declassified?
Don't you?
We don't know.
Don't you have to go through a process? You just can't.
Well, Trump can declassify what he wants, right?
I guess. Can you go on television and just scream that I want this and that, this classified, and they have to do it?
He's privately and publicly vented Trump has about what he sees as Ray's lackluster statements about Russia, Antifa, and voter fraud.
That's sure. Yeah.
The Russia investigation.
Yes.
Not Russia's interference in our elections, which is real and happening. He's upset that Ray is not saying, I can't. We're investigating the hell out of Obama for investigating Trump, for spying on Trump. God. That's what he wants.
Well, you can't. It's crazy. It's crazy.
The president has stopped praising Bill Barr and instead is striking a more critical tone. Trump declined to answer a Newsmax reporter when asked if Barr would be kept around for a second term.
Well, I mean, I think when Biden's president, will he go with a different attorney general?
Yeah. Trump was so focused on the Durham report. That's that guy that Barr put in charge to look at the investigation.
Oh, yes.
That he would turn up the television volume when segments would air about it. People around him said Trump has told allies that he once believed Barr would deliver scalps in the form of Durham's findings.
Holy shit.
But according to one person, Trump said, but they aren't doing shit.
I'm demanding scalps and I'm not getting scalps.
Yeah.
No one knows what in the fuck you're talking about, dickhead. I think that might be some of the issue here. It's like, I'm sure he talks to someone and he yells out a bunch of shit. And they don't know what the fuck he's talking about. And then they ignore him. And then he goes and yells about it on camera. And then they're like, I didn't know this is what he meant. Or maybe.
Meanwhile, conservatives all over social media are calling for Ray's head, of course. How dare he not follow the president's orders and arrest Joe Biden?
Oh, yes. Because we have a king, correct?
They think so.
We got man baby. They like it. But they like it, right?
Yeah.
They like that big, strong, authoritarian daddy with the mushroom cock.
And Ray did not look happy in that bizarre statement that D&I Radcliffe and he put out last night. It was really bizarre. Radcliffe was like, Iran has gotten some info and they did some emails. Those emails we talked about yesterday where people were threatening.
Yeah.
I don't think we did talk about them, actually. I think we got to them. But
people in
parts of the country were getting emails that say vote for Trump or else.
Yeah.
Literally, vote for Trump or else. And then it was in the body of the email was like, we know where you live. We have you. We have your voters' information. And you better switch your affiliation to Republican right now. And you better go out and vote for Donald Trump or we will find you. And then like they printed your address on the letter to let them know that they really knew it was you.
God, what a nasty election.
Signed like from the ProudBoys.com.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't. Okay. And they traced it. Everybody that was looking at it said, oh, God, this is Iran. It's Iran. They're just almost positive that it's some fucking from Iran.
Right. And what's the goal of this? Just to fuck our country right in the face.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you.
But Radcliffe oddly said that these emails were put out to hurt the president.
Wait, okay.
Which people are still trying to figure out. I guess the only logic could be that because it's so blatantly, obviously not the Proud Boys, why would the Proud Boys sign?
Well, they're down with the I mean, cause.
That's a felony. It's blatant voter intimidation is a felony. Why would it be like ProudBoys.com?
Yeah, yeah, that's fucking bizarre.
That it's you know, some false flaggy smear, obvious smear campaign.
Yeah.
To make the president's side look bad and evil.
Shit,
look at these evil right wingers forcing people.
Right. That's weird.
But nah.
Yeah.
The goal is to scare.
Right.
Democrats into not voting for Trump.
And I don't know.
Or for Biden.
I don't know how much they spent, but like the you know, it all sounds ridiculous, but all it takes is just a few people here and there to get freaked out by that shit.
Depending
makes
where,
you not
yeah.
want to vote. This is crazy.
70,000 votes in 2016 spread out over a couple states.
Oh my God, when he loses, that is going to be a crazy time. He is going to try to do something dramatic to stay in office. You know?
Maybe we should go live on election night, later.
Right.
Because we're really not going to know until.
Yeah. We should. That
we dragged out our pain last time.
Right. And we lost it.
I think, if we start it, when do polls close in California? 7. So 10 o'clock, 8, 9 o'clock our time.
Yes. That sounds good.
That's when the polls close.
Right.
And that's when the results will start being released from here and stuff that we're already in, right?
Right. Perfect. We can
so
do
maybe
that.
We'll think about that.
Yeah. We should ask, you know, who we should reach out to just to see. I mean, because he's got to be tired of it. He does the same fucking thing every time. I wonder if Steve Kornacki would call in.
Take the night off from the one night of every 2 years that he's the big star.
And MSNBC does the same thing. He talks to those guys. They barely acknowledge him.
Yeah, but he's good. No, they love him now. They appreciate Steve now. They made fun of him early on. Yeah. But
you'd have a better time over here, buddy.
Now they love him.
You'd have a better time with the crabs. Trust me.
Steve Kornacki, if you don't watch MSNBC, he's their like guy that's up at the board
right.
with all the numbers. He knows everything. I swear
board.
The guy knows every county in every state in the fucking country, because he'll be like, oh, here in Winnebago County in Wisconsin, you know, there's a
yeah.
Let's see, walks out of time. I'm still reading the headlines at the Drudge. Twitter account hacked.
Yes.
Allegedly some Swedish professor or something said he figured out Trump's Dutch researcher.
Yes. Iborski, Borski, Borski.
Oh, my God. It's exactly what I thought it would be. Donald Trump's Twitter account was allegedly hacked last week after a Dutch researcher correctly guessed the president's password. MAGA 2020 exclamation point.
Oh, God damn. He doesn't give a fuck about shit.
Victor Gevers. Security expert had access to Trump's direct messages, could post tweets in his name and change his profile.
Jeez.
He had previously managed to log into Trump's account in 2016.
Okay.
This time he just guessed the password on his fifth attempt and it worked.
And do we consider this some sort of, it could be a security breach? I mean, is this our president? You're talking,
but he didn't do anything. So Twitter is saying, well, we don't have any way to corroborate this. He didn't do anything.
Oh, he could be lying.
He just said, I got in and was able to do everything, but he didn't tweet. He didn't.
Yeah. If you're a hacker, this is a great ploy to get them to change something that might make it easier.
Yeah. He's a white hat hacker.
Yes. He hacks for good.
Right. He hacks to tell people, hey, look, I hacked you. Here's how to keep people from hacking.
And I took some shit while I was there, but it's okay.
So that was the other headline. The last headline over the Drudge Report, 994 COVID deaths today.
Oh, shit. Damn.
God bless America.
Everything is going great. Really great. Really great. Did we do the story about the guy covered in ranch? Did we do that this week?
I believe we mentioned it. Okay. COVID section of Drudge.
Yes.
Over 50% of coronavirus patients lied during epidemiological investigation.
What does House say? What does House say? Dr. House, what does he say?
What did he say?
Everybody lies.
Everybody lies.
Fucking lies.
UK pensioner sums up frustration with the new curbs that are going up in Europe.
Yes.
He said, I'm 83. I don't give a sod.
What?
I think it's ridiculous.
I don't give a
sod. We should have never been in lockdown. All the people who are vulnerable should have been helped and kept safe. I'm 83. I don't give a sod.
I believe you. Hey, what are these he's complaining about? Oh, curbs?
I look at it this way. I've not got that many years left in me. I'm not going to be fastened in a house. I'm not going to be fastened in a house when the government have got it all wrong.
That is so many of us. Though so many people are like that asshole. Fastened in a house. Go home and get fastened and sit there.
Israel confronts revolt as ultra-Orthodox defy the rules. Their Hasids are pain in the dicks over there, too.
God, guys, get this religion shit under motherfucking control.
Germany hit by a record surge in cases. Italy did everything right to stop the second wave. So what went wrong?
They all went out too early.
I read that one.
That's it, right? Am I wrong?
Young people.
Okay.
They think that one of the main problems is that young people think they're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Even if I get it, big deal, I get the sniffs.
You get to spread it, though.
And they may get sick and not realize it.
Motherfucking issue.
There's a new study out that says this is part of Italy. Italy's a problem, probably.
Right.
That in their country, they're showing 80.3% of new infections occur at home.
Okay.
Which means people go out.
Yes.
One person
brings it back.
Brings it back.
Oh my God.
Gives it to the whole family.
Okay. Perfect.
Yay.
That's great. But what about a vaccine? Are we almost there?
Very soon. Very soon there's going to be a vaccine.
You know, are they doing anything? I mean, can they do... I know you guys are busy lining your pockets, gutting the government, raping, murdering. Who knows what you're up to? Do you put any time for this shit?
Some girl won the National Science Contest with... She's 12. And she discovered some molecule on the coronavirus that they think that they may be able to exploit for some kind of a treatment. She's 12.
How did she find it?
She's 12, and she ran computer simulations. She got a hold of the data and the computer simulations, and she came up with the right computer simulation and isolated some molecule.
Number one. Congratulations to her. She is a genius, and we are indebted to her for her discovery. That's great. And, you know, give her a scholarship, a lab coat, a stethoscope, and some microscopes and shit to use. But to the other scientists, I would say this. Don't you think you should have found what a 12-year-old found with all your fancy shit? Damn!
As scientists around the world race to find a... Oh, she's 14, excuse me. So, big deal.
Yeah, right.
As scientists around the world race to find a treatment for the coronavirus, a young girl among them stands out, Anika Shebrolo, a 14-year-old from Frisco, Texas, has just won the 2020 3M Young Scientist Challenge and a $25,000 prize for a discovery that could provide a potential therapy for COVID-19.
What? She gets 25 grand, that's it?
Her winning invention uses in silico methodology to discover a lead molecule that can selectively bind to the spike protein of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. Oh, so she found something that can attach to
the virus.
Okay.
Which means you could possibly, I would think, use that as a vector to deliver a kind of a treatment.
Bleach.
Light. Light and bleach.
Wow. So, okay, she makes this discovery, right? Not to sound really, really cynical. And then what happens is she gets paid whatever the fuck. And then that means her research is given to some entity. And then that entity is probably like, I don't know, Gilead Pharmaceuticals.
She submitted a project when she was in eighth grade, but it wasn't always going to be focused on finding a cure for COVID. Initially, it was to use in silico methods to identify a lead compound that could bind a protein to the flu virus.
Yeah. Yeah.
She said, after spending so much time researching pandemics, viruses, and drug discovery, it was crazy to think I was actually living through something like this. Because of the immense severity, she's 14. Because of the immense severity of the COVID-19 pandemic and the drastic impact it had made on the world in such a short time, I, with the help of my mentor, changed directions to target the SARS-CoV-2 virus.
There's so much to learn here.
And because the Lord was smiling at us. Oh, she didn't say that.
She did not.
Interestingly enough.
She did not. And she is 14. She's 14 and she sounds so smart. There are so many people that are a lot older than her that sound like idiots and that are fucking stupid as fuck.
Right.
But just if you're, just listen to her and you should feel a little stupid. I do. I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. She's 14. Good for her. But we should all be smarter.
And it shows how good our computers are getting too.
God, and she's 14 years old.
In silico means in computer.
What?
In silico methods means computer modeling.
Okay. She did all this computer modeling bullshit. She's 14 years old, and so many people in this country cannot choose between a rapey game show host and the former Secretary of State for President in 2016. How are people so fucking stupid? How is she at 14 so smart, but so many of these dumb fucking Trumpalos just have to vote against their own interests? Why are they so stupid?
Her next goal, she says, is to work alongside scientists and researchers fighting to control the morbidity and mortality of the pandemic.
Yeah.
By developing her findings into an actual treatment or cure. She says, my effort to find a lead compound to bind to the spike protein of the SARS-CoV-2 virus this summer may appear to be a drop in the ocean, but it still adds to these efforts. How I develop this molecule further, with the help of virologists and drug development specialists, will determine the success of these efforts.
Okay, great. Congratulations. Thank you for doing something and helping. That's great, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I mean, fuck. I mean, really, I don't know what to say. Thank you.
So, good for her. Right, science. Man, see, science is our friend.
Science is not bullshit. You need science.
We like science.
Yeah. We're all going to end up in, you know, flaming mass graves without science, right?
Yeah. Ghislaine.
Yes.
Ghislaine Maxwell had the court documents, a whole bunch of documents unsealed today.
Right.
They were redacted as fuck. A lot of names redacted.
Like Donald, like for instance, a name like Donald Trump.
But then here at the Drudge Report, when there's four lines. The first line says, Ghislaine Maxwell deposition unsealed after court ruling. The next headline, offers few answers on Epstein. The next one, redactions cracked.
Wait, what does that mean?
Somebody found a version without the redactions.
Hell yeah. Take that PDF, control F, and Donald Trump. That's what you search.
I can't believe they did that, but that's probably what happened. According to the Miami Herald, which sued for this and other documents to be released, the deposition was released only after days wrangling over redactions. It turns out, though, that those redactions are possible to crack. That's because the deposition, which you can read in full here, includes a complete alphabetized index
of
the redacted and unredacted words that appear in the document.
Wait, 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 wait.
For example, after cracking the redactions, we know that Maxwell was asked about an email that Alan Dershowitz allegedly sent to Epstein. In that email, Dershowitz reportedly wrote that he was, quote, working on several possible articles about unfairness in the legal process that allow false charges to be inserted into legal documents.
Oh, shit. Damn. So, hold on. They redacted all this shit, names, and then they also released the index of the redacted names.
Yeah.
Why? And, but, well, is this a fuck-up?
Well, you could tell one is Clinton because they're in alphabetical order, and it's right in between clients and color.
Hillary or Bill or Chelsea. Bill. Okay.
And unredacting it.
Yes.
Here's a section. She says Virginia is absolutely totally lying. This is a subject of defamation about Virginia and the lies that she has told. One of the lies she told was that President Clinton was on an island where I was present. Absolutely 1,000% that is a flat out total fabrication lie. So she's saying she was never was never on fuck island with Clinton.
Okay. Clinton was never on fuck island.
Then the person giving the deposition says, you did fly on planes, Jeffrey Epstein's planes, with President Clinton. Is that correct? She says, I believe it was 98 or 99.
Yeah.
Was that for both airplanes and helicopters or just helicopters? She said, just helicopters.
Okay. So there, she was taking a helicopter to fuck island and Bill Clinton.
What wasn't there with Bill?
But Bill Clinton was on the helicopter to fuck island. They were on the same helicopter.
Yeah.
Okay.
A couple of times.
And so, so he went to fuck island on the
helicopter. No. They didn't. They were flying around New York or something.
Well, okay. So if you're in the helicopter scene, do you see people that are also in the helicopter? I mean,
well, yeah.
You have helicopter.
She said she
friends.
Was on the helicopter with him a couple of times.
So weird. It's just Lane's on his helicopter, Hillary.
Kevin Spacey's mentioned in there once for something.
He's on the helicopter.
Prince Andrew.
Yes.
May get a mention.
Ooh.
Bill Clinton, Alan Dershowitz, Prince Andrew.
Yes. Scott Baio.
Slate has it out and it's there like, hey, help us decode more names. Here's the index. See if you can decode these names and figure out who they are.
Yeah.
I think it's a puzzle.
Oh, right. That would make a great puzzle.
It's a fun puzzle. You crowdsource that shit.
Yeah. But like a 2,000, 3,000 piece puzzle, a Jeffrey Epstein puzzle.
Sure.
That'd be fun.
She swears she never procured anyone to work for Jeffrey under legal age for anything.
All right. Thank you. That was nice of you.
I'm just saying.
Right. But the truth is she might have.
She tried to distance herself.
Okay.
And play down links between Epstein and Bill Clinton.
Right.
Who had used, the financier's private plane and helicopter.
Right.
Maxwell claims she did not introduce Britain's Prince Andrew to minor sex partners in the tense and defensive deposition part of a civil case. While the name is redacted in the deposition, the description of events evolving the redaction echo claims involving Prince Andrew.
Oh,
you can
shit.
Figure out sections already.
Right.
She was also asked about the time, about speculation that Epstein may have performed shady financial work.
Yes.
For U.S. and possibly Israeli governments.
Okay. Well, he had a couple of side gigs. He ran Fuck Island and then, you know.
She denied inviting under 18s to Epstein's homes, except she said, the children of friends in a social setting. Oh, you like Ivanka, maybe. But fudged on whether she brought Geoffrey to as a 17-year-old to Epstein's home.
Geoffrey? Who is Geoffrey?
I think that's one of the girls.
How's that spelled?
Virginia Geoffrey. G-I-U-F-F-R-E.
Geoffrey.
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 Yeah, Epstein accuser.
Okay.
So she fudged on that one.
Well, except this one.
You know, she said she was 17. Oh, well, yeah.
Except the one you have evidence on. I don't know what you're talking about.
She said Virginia Roberts, which is what the name she used.
Yes.
Held herself out as a masseuse and invited herself to come and give a massage.
Right. Yes. I'm tense.
She was a masseuse, and in the form and as my job, I was to have people who he wanted for various things, including massage. She came as a masseuse.
I think I would like to see their definition of masseuse.
So this was done in like 2015 or something like that. This is a deposition for a civil suit.
Right. How many times is Donald Trump mentioned in this docket?
I don't think he is in this one.
Come the fuck on. That's bullshit.
In this portion of unsealed documents, Maxwell avoided giving specifics on Epstein and Clinton's relationship.
Okay. Jeez.
That's when he said, that's the helicopter thing that we...
Yeah. Yeah.
That we write.
And we're sure this is Chelsea. No, I mean, this is Bill and not...
Yes.
Hillary or Chelsea.
She denied ever seeing Epstein have sex with anyone. And recoiled at a suggestion in court that she had a three-way with Epstein and Geoffrey. She said, I'm a very loyal person. Geoffrey was very good to me when my father passed away. I believe that you need to be a good friend in people's hours of need.
Right, right, right. That's all fine.
So when he needs his cock sucked, I just get him a 14-year-old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's fine. Right.
Why he sent me some nice flowers?
Why are you arranging minors for these people to fuck? That's the question.
So there, you know, it's kind of a big.
Who else did she?
A little bit of a nothing burger, but
who else did she run into on the? The copter. Anybody of note?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Nobody that you'd be surprised about? Torn?
Like I said, there don't seem to be any earth-shattering revelations from this one.
I'm just trying to think people that it would be really shocking, you know. Who would be a really shocking name to hear on that? Obama. That would be Michelle would be shocking.
Sure.
Right.
I've got a story here.
This
is okay. You just gotta hear.
I often hear people asking me when will the world end? When is the end time? Something like that, right? What are the signs of the end time? This is a sign of it. Women taking over, the end time is near. Because when women take over, everything that's wrong comes to the forefront. Homosexuality, same-sex marriage, so-called same-sex marriage, LGBTQ, STD, everything comes to the forefront. Men become weaker. Those are signs of the end time. Mm-hmm. When women take over, you better find yourself a rock to hide behind.
Jesse Lee Peterson, we played him before. Pastor.
I don't remember
Jesse
this guy.
Jesse Lee Peterson, oh yeah.
He is nutso. I got to find a rock to hide from all these women.
Oh yeah, when the women take over. Oh
shit, man. I mean, he sounds paranoid and sexist. Crazy.
Well, sure, yeah. There's a little of that in there.
So I had to find yourself a rock.
The end times.
Right. Jeez. Is that's what all these people are saying. They're going to say if Trump loses, he's going to bring on
Pat Robertson said if he wins.
If he wins, he brings on.
But he hopes. He's looking for it.
Well, the evangelicals fight
for him. He ain't got much time left. He better.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Well, no. You go in the grave. Jesus comes, sucked out of the grave.
Well, yeah, I don't know how.
Looks over your file, shoots you into heaven or wherever the fuck. That must be it.
I don't know how it works.
I would challenge you to. That's the only way it could work. What I just described, right?
I guess
because you have to deal with the people that have previously died. And for people that's cremated, they must have some database. They have a database of dead.
Yes,
and then on that there's also a column. Column B is heaven. Yes or no. Hell,
I guess, yeah. Is there an appeal process? Or?
That's in the notes section. I don't know. That's the notes column. I don't know about that shit.
Assign some angels to have to
right.
sit there and hear your appeal.
End times happen. You're like, get out the spreadsheet, sort, you know, all these people burn in hell. Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday. Don't forget.
Jeebus.
Very exciting.
Gosh.
I've got.
Has Jesus had? Does he have anything to say about the Pope coming out in support of gay people? Any feelings on that?
No, there's more in that story, though.
Oh, he didn't mean it. Did he take it back?
I did see.
Sorry, guys. I was kidding.
Oh, you know what I said before. Oopie.
I was on the LSD.
Oh, here it is.
Oopie.
This is Associated Press.
Yes.
Questions swirled Thursday about the origins of Pope Francis's bombshell comments endorsing same-sex civil unions, with all evidence suggesting
yes
that he made them in a 2019 interview that was never broadcast in entirety.
Okay.
The Vatican refused to comment on whether it cut the remarks from its own broadcast or if the Mexican broadcaster that conducted the interview did. It didn't respond to questions about why it allowed the comments to be aired now in the documentary Francesco, which premiered on Wednesday. In the movie, which was shown at the Rome Film Festival, Francis said gay people have the right to be in families because they are children of God. You can't, quote, you can't kick someone out of a family nor make their life miserable for this. What we have to have is a civil union law. That way they are legally covered.
So that guy had this in his movie. And he didn't want his movie blown. Is that why they withheld it?
Well, I don't know.
They wanted to wait till it came out in the festival, right?
The comments caused a firestorm, thrilling progressives and alarming conservatives, given yes. official Vatican teaching that prohibits any such endorsement of homosexual unions.
Right.
When he was the Archbishop of Buenos Aires, Francis endorsed civil unions for gay couples as an alternative to same-sex marriage. One of Francis's top communications advisors, the Reverend Antonio Spadaro, insisted the Pope's comments are old news. Said they were made during a May 2019 interview.
So he doesn't agree with the Pope.
There's nothing new because it's part of that interview. It seems strange you don't remember. I guess it aired then, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it says Televisa, which is the, or Televisa, did not air those comments when it broadcast the interview, nor did the Vatican when it put out recordings of it.
So
it's new.
So, but they withheld the release of that.
Well, the Vatican frequently edits the Pope.
Okay.
In official transcripts and videos, especially when he speaks on sensitive issues.
Right.
Yet some version of the footage was apparently available in the Vatican archives, which were then opened up to the filmmaker, Evgeny Afinevsky, who did this film called Francesco.
Oh, I see.
So the footage, the total footage was somewhere in the Vatican archives.
Did the Vatican forget about it?
And this, maybe. They
were, I mean, and they were like, that is in there? Oh, shit. So the Pope maybe didn't mean for that to be out in the public.
I mean, I don't know.
Thanks, I guess. Thank you. I'm glad someone leaked that then.
The head of Vatican Communications, Paolo Ruffini, refused to speak to reporters who attended an awards ceremony today in the Vatican Gardens.
Why would you want to bury that? I mean, if that's how Popey feels, then Popey should make sure everybody knows how he feels, because he's speaking from a place of loony interstellar authority. Correct.
Well, yeah. I mean,
so
papal infallibility.
That?
That's where they get a little dicey. The Catholic Church teaches that gay people must be treated with dignity and respect, but that homosexual acts are intrinsically disordered, whatever the fuck that
okay,
means.
Okay, it sounds like
the 2003 document from the Vatican's Doctrine Office states that the Church respects for gay people cannot lead in any way to the approval of homosexual behavior or to legal recognition of homosexual unions. So that,
yeah,
but he's the Church.
But
he can override that
that 2003 document with what he said.
Are homosexual acts cool? I'm trying to understand this.
No, no.
So you could be married, but no jacking off, no this, no that.
That might be the detail.
You're supposed to not do that, but you can be married. I get that. And
Doing so, the Vatican reason would not only condone deviant behavior, but create an equivalent to marriage, which the church holds as indissoluble union between a man and a woman.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Indissoluble as fuck, bitches.
Christians inexplicably believe that they invented marriage.
Oh, yeah, and they're killing it.
No other society that evolved on Earth except for the fucking Christians got married. Nobody had any kind of binding ceremonies or marriages or anything. And they weren't all...
Yes.
Straight people.
Right.
And they weren't, sometimes they were three people or four people.
Yeah. Then why are
not
we?
Not often.
Yes. But some of the time. But why are we shitbags? Why are we such like prudes?
Because that's who came over here. Those ninnies from the Calvinists.
Yeah.
Whenever they say they were escaping religious persecution, no, they were escaping because nobody wanted them persecuting other people.
Right. Yeah.
Europe was like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. What do? They come over here. They burn.
Oh,
witches.
We're going to go over here and we're going to, you know, we're going to make sure that the women keep their legs crossed all the time. And
if they didn't, we'd burn them.
Well,
we'd say they were witches. Yeah. Stop with this religion.
You got to work yourself till you die. Then you'll be great when you're in heaven.
Oh,
don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's some Puritan erotica.
That suffer now, Calvinism bullshit.
That's hot.
Put up with your suffering now, and the better it'll be in heaven. You'll get a higher altitude cloud.
Yeah.
Closer to Jesus's taint.
That guy is in trouble for jacking off on Easter, so we're going to put him in the stocks and throw tomatoes at him.
So there we go.
Yeah.
The Pope.
Popey.
Now they're trying to figure out
where
it came from.
Well, I mean, it's him.
Well, it is.
He didn't want to release it. So he feels that way, but just didn't want to share the thoughts on, like...
But, I mean, you got to imagine the lunacy going on in the Vatican, because this is one of those things that... Technically, what he says is supposed to be the word of the church. So, I mean, how are they going to tap dance around this?
I don't
know.
In
their little red shoes.
And I think simply somebody didn't realize that was there. That has to be it.
They're upset about him.
And
this Pope's too liberal. Especially after Ratzinger, who was just the opposite.
Can you imagine going through this tape and you find that? If you're the documentarian or whatever, like, shit.
Oh my God.
I'm going to be rich, motherfucker.
Wait, you said I can use these tapes, right?
No, you just take those tapes.
Also, thanks for joining us, everybody. Blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Also in the news, there is a report that came out.
Right.
That five states, according to ACLED, A-C-L-E-D, a crisis mapping project.
Okay.
And the research group Militia Watch.
Oh, shit.
Have worked to put together a map of potential hotspots for militia-style activities surrounding the elections.
Oh, my God. So...
The report looks at states where militias have recruitment drives, training, cultivated relationships with law enforcement.
Yay!
And where there has been engagement with anti-coronavirus lockdown protests. This seems to be one of the things that they seem to be organizing around.
Right.
Five states they've identified as having the highest risk of seeing increased militia activity around the elections.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything from demonstrations to violence.
Right. I mean, I saw a thing on Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yes. I saw a thing on Facebook.
Oh, you know it already.
Did I what?
You know this already?
Oh, no.
Five states? Oh.
Oh, no. I don't know the five states, but I know here. I saw a thing on Facebook where people are trying to organize to meet where militias might be here.
To counter protest.
Yes. Yeah.
Five states.
Oh, can I guess?
Ooh, okay.
Okay. Florida, Georgia.
No. Yes.
Michigan.
Yes.
Damn. Not Georgia.
No, Florida.
No, Florida.
Georgia, Michigan.
Okay. Texas.
Mm-mm.
What? Arkansas.
I wouldn't have guessed these three. Pennsylvania.
Yeah, okay, that makes a lot of sense. Which kind of makes sense.
Oregon.
Jesus.
And sadly,
Portland, though. That makes sense. Wisconsin. You know what I mean? Well, yeah, man. The Kyle Rittenhouse bullshit.
Well, yeah.
Our country is a mess. We have a president calling for his armed waddlers to go out I don't even understand what they're supposed to do. Be a presence at polling places?
Says far-right militia-style groups have been busy this year. Their numbers are growing, their online chatter increasing, and their threats becoming more specific.
That's bad.
The range of real-world militia activities that could occur include everything from armed demonstrations to voter intimidation to violence.
God.
The rhetoric is heated in part because of a mosaic of groups on the far right with different goals agree on one thing, that President Trump can lose the election only if it's rigged.
So the only thread holding them together is they believe
falsely
all these commie pinko libs are out there voting four times. Voting is a dead person. I don't know. How else do you cheat? I'm confused. How else would you cheat?
Yeah, yeah.
Voting 10 times? How do I do that?
The Hampton Stall, what a name, the founder of Militia Watch, said there's circulation of rumors of left-wing intervention at the polls or in the election, which has led to individuals and militia groups discussing primarily showing up armed at the polls, which gets us to the story today.
Yes.
Like to see if there's anything suspicious or what they deem suspicious.
Why do they think, if they think...
That's how these white people roll. How many examples do we have of...
We think that
self-deputized white people who think they can demand IDs from people walking down the street.
I'm going to make the situation better by showing up armed without a fucking idea to what is actually happening. And I'm probably drunk or cranked up.
The patchwork of federal and state laws against voter intimidation exists to protect the process. Voting rights activists say they worry that the attention generated by the militias could depress voter turnout.
Yes.
They say even if there's an increased risk of militia activity, it's important to keep it in perspective. The risk is that people may be afraid to go to the polls if there's too much hype about the militia rhetoric. It's designed to maybe keep people from showing up because they fear there may be some activity. In fact, it's just a chilling commentary. They're not doing anything. They're just showing up there and standing there and threatening to, by their presence to do
they're
something.
They're introducing a gun into a situation where you just don't want or need a gun.
And that it's illegal to have one. Right. I think every state has a no guns in the polling place.
I mean, you're
or most.
Forcing
I can't
a
say
conflict,
every.
Though, right? You're forcing some sort of conflict. I don't give a shit. These people that are showing up with these guns are stupid. These guys that want to be poll watchers are fucking wacko. The craziest of the maggots will show up for this. This is a problem.
Well, yeah.
So, and the craziest, they tried to kidnap a fucking governor, dude. What the fuck?
Two armed men today set up a tent outside of an early voting location in St. Petersburg, Florida, and told everybody they were there with the Trump campaign.
Are they have guns?
The sheriff there, Bob Gualtieri, said persons that were dressed in security uniforms indicated sheriff's deputies that they belong to a licensed security company, and they indicated, not confirmed yet, that they were hired by the Trump campaign. The campaign is saying we had nothing to do with it.
Right. Okay.
The Pinellas County Supervisor of Elections, Julie Marcus, said the sheriff and I take this very seriously. Voter intimidation, deterring voters from voting, impeding a voter's ability to cast a ballot in this election is unacceptable. Will not be tolerated in any way, shape, or form.
I mean, you know, maybe he didn't pay them, Trump, his campaign didn't pay them to do this, but he made them feel like they had to do this Which is kind of the same outcome, right, isn't it?
And they can't do anything. They can't, if you're a black person waiting in line, they can't come up to you and demand your ID to make sure that you're legal.
No.
Or if you're Mexican, if you're Hispanic looking, they can't demand your paper to prove to you're a citizen. They have no authority. None. Nor can the police.
But what they
In states where you have to present an ID is the person sitting at that stupid fucking table.
What happens when somebody's gun goes off? When they drop their fucking gun?
Didn't that happen in the last
places?
One? I thought that happened in the last one.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. I mean, it's worrisome because, you know, however you feel, maybe you consider yourself a responsible gun owner. But if you're a responsible gun owner that also believes that Governor Whitmer needed to be kidnapped, and in order to do that, you needed to blow up a bridge, then I am very concerned about your judgment skills.
Not kidnapped, arrested. You heard that, Sheriff.
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't know if they were trying to kidnap her or trying to arrest her.
You know, when Biden's president, our government needs to do something about these fuckheads. These militia fuckheads.
You got to look at these sheriffs, too.
Have to be dealt with. They are crazy.
The sheriff in Pinellas County said, I just don't want to get too deep into the specifics because we're trying to balance it, but I'll say we have a combination of uniformed personnel who will be in the areas, and we are also going to use some undercover personnel
to
monitor the situation, to watch out for these militia jerks.
Oh, okay.
And roust them out of there. The guard said they were hired by Trump and would be out again at the polling place tomorrow.
Okay.
The...
So they're saying they're hired by Trump.
It is illegal to bring a gun to a polling place in Florida.
Yes. Well, boy, good for our society. We were able to get that to be a rule. That's nice. Isn't that nice? But you can have a gun at a goddamn fucking Cinnabon.
So,
we're barbarians.
The shenaniganry is going to be off the charts.
From
these Republicans who know they're going to lose.
And they're carrying around these guns, and they feel empowered and probably entitled to act a certain way. And somebody sits down with a burger from a food truck. You know,
rent-a-cop has no authority over anybody,
right. And then
anywhere.
Machine gun falls
except
off.
On private property if they're contracted by the person at the property.
Yes.
But if they're out in public, they can't. Rent-a-cop, armed or not, has zero authority over you. If they touch you, you can beat the shit out of them and defend yourself.
Yes. Shouldn't
and
we,
you will get no charges.
But shouldn't we be concerned that these guns, they have all these guns and they drop a gun, pow, 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 pow. It's a big fuck storm.
Well, I don't think there's usually mass gun droppings that happen at once. And everybody's suffering Bell's palsy at once.
You don't
boom,
think,
boom, boom.
You don't think all these guys walking around with their guns is not a
Bell's palsy is the face, by the way. I don't know why I said that.
Well, listen, you don't. I mean, Dick Cheney accidentally shot his friend in the face, and it was hardly any. It was just a bunch of old white guys walking through the woods. He shot his friend in the face.
Well, again, maybe his friend was wearing a pheasant-esque hat.
Oh, yeah. You know what probably happened? He shot his friend in the face that was about to do something that he didn't fucking like. I accidentally shot someone in the face. Oh, okay, Mr. Vice President. And then it goes
and
away.
And that's, of course, here in Florida.
Like it nothing. Yeah. Like, yes, yes.
We're so proud.
Right.
Of our state.
Yes. You know, I wonder whoever is a spin doctor that handled
great band.
Ted Kennedy just
I
left
saw them
someone
in concert one time.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Gosh. You know, he left somebody to die in the car after he was drunk. He left someone there and he had a sandwich. And then
who?
Ted Kennedy.
Well, okay.
And you know, and what was the other I had another it was this guy's a Republican. Just left someone there. You know, somebody...
I don't remember.
Goddamn. Whatever. I'm just saying these guys are crazy. They get drunk.
Yeah.
And everybody's got to calm down.
Well, imagine what happened. Imagine what went on
guns.
Before
The internet. No, and cell phones.
Oh, I have no
and,
I mean, fucking idea.
Imagine what we'll never know.
Oh, yeah. Imagine the 1870s in the middle of Georgia in the woods. Terrifying. You're barbarians.
This is...
in election night, everybody just take a fucking chill pill. You know what I mean?
You've got a Republican running for... something in North Carolina, might yes. be state.
Okay.
This is the 2020 campaign cycle continues as Ross story continues to get uglier, with a North Carolina Republican making explicitly racist attacks on his Democratic Party opponent. Whoa, color me shocked.
Right. That's what they do.
A new attack website put up by the Madison Cawthorn campaign. Oh, right. He's an asshole already.
Who is it? Madison Cawthorn?
Madison Cawthorn.
Shit, yes. Look at my penis.
Includes an explicitly racist broadside against his opponent, Mo Davis, okay. for associating himself with people who want to, quote, ruin white males.
Who would want to do? Who on earth would ever want to ruin white males?
I'm going to quote the horrendous English here that's on the website. It says Fielder quit his. It takes aim at Davis.
Yes.
Over one of his advisors, Tom Fielder. So the opponent's advisor says Fielder, quote, quit his academia job in Boston to work for non-white males.
Oh,
like
no.
Like Cory Booker, who aims to ruin white males.
Cory Booker? I like Cory Booker.
So this guy worked for Cory Booker at one point.
Yeah, yeah. And Cory Booker has some sort of vision board with the words ruin white males on it. Shocking.
Oh, my God, yeah. Tom Fielder, who works for with Mo Davis's advocates, is working to tear down Madison Cawthorn. He quit his academia job in Boston to work for non-white males like Cory Booker, who aims to ruin white males running for office.
Cory Booker lived in a housing project when he was a representative, right? In
mayor.
Nowhere.
Mayor.
When he was mayor.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you got to give him some credit for that. I mean, what the fuck?
Cory Booker getting all this collateral damage. Trump keeps saying that. Like, Cory Booker is going to come and seize your suburbs, yeah. White ladies.
The problem with bringing up race is there are so many lunatic fucking Republicans out there that they don't even acknowledge that there's racism. They would say racism isn't really a thing, and by acknowledging racism, you are then calling it out because you're I don't know. Do you know what I mean? It's the dumbest shit ever. They just don't think racism is a fucking thing. So you can't even talk to them about race.
This guy's
race.
A real shithead, but he's probably going to win. Western North Carolina.
Yeah.
Congressional race.
Oh, shit.
Congress.
Okay.
That yeah. once was a Republican stronghold might be tighter than expected as millions of dollars in campaign funding is going in. They did change the district's rating from likely to leaning Republican.
Okay.
But it still leans Republican. Right. Cawthorn has been a controversial candidate. The website Queerty.
Yes.
LGBT.
Right.
Q. Said earlier this summer, homophobic North Carolina congressional candidate and Nazi enthusiast Madison Cawthorn was considered a front runner in the race to represent North Carolina's 11th district and a rising star with the GOP.
A Nazi enthusiast, I am!
Not long after that, Cawthorn was accused of sexual misconduct.
Wow!
Followed by being exposed for going on a pilgrimage to Hitler's mountain retreat. Oh, that was
to
him.
To do what?
We heard about that.
To do what? Jack off everywhere?
Followed by being dragged online for spreading QAnon conspiracy theories. Now a new poll finds the 25-year-old.
Oh.
Is falling. Oh, he's falling behind his opponent.
Oh, thank Christ.
Mo Davis.
So this guy is QAnon. He's got all kinds of questionable shit going on. And finally, all that wacko shit is taking a toll in the election in what is usually very conservative.
New poll finds that Davis, who was originally way with five A's behind Cawthorn, is now 3 points ahead of him.
Oh, shit.
Among likely voters.
Why did this guy...
But still within the margin of error. Wow.
How far is Hitler's mountain hideaway on your top 10 destinations for a vacation?
I mean, it's lower. If I was tooling around Germany or Austria, wherever the hell he was,
right.
His mountain hideaway is.
Yes.
Bavaria.
Oh, wee. It's probably nice.
I might go there.
Right.
Just as the historical, and it might be like way up in the mountains and
would
really
it be
nice and really cool. I'm not going to be.
Religious experience
well,
for
of
you?
Of course
like
not.
This
it's
wacko.
It's like, you know, something with the war.
Yeah.
It's historical. Like,
right.
Like going to see the bunkers in London.
Yeah. Or like one of the
I'm
many...
not going because, oh my God, Hitler's so awesome. I'm
no,
just
yeah,
I'd be
yeah.
like, oh, well. Wait, Hitler's bunker's up there?
Yeah,
fuck yeah.
Yeah,
I want to see what that looks like.
Nobody goes into that castle because the monk that lived there was so awesome after he raped a few kids and threw them off the top of the tower.
Welcome to Hitler's bunker. If you need tissue for masturbation, it's over on the side wall.
These, you know, Henry VIII's place or something. I remember thinking, God, it's like, you see the coffin that you can shove someone in, the Iron Maiden and all the fucking nails.
They had some really fun torture stuff at the Tower of London,
horrible.
Right?
And if Jesus exists, which you don't, but you need to adjust that in people's brains. You need to make it so people do not want to put nails through other people's fucking face, because that sucks.
Speaking of torture.
Yay. God.
We've talked about Poland's slipped backwards into right-wing fuckery.
Right.
Thanks to, Trumpian-style right-wing shittery.
Yeah, yeah,
getting
yeah.
voted in and ending, trying to end their democracy there. There was one thing they were going to do with the internet, and finally the Poles took the streets in the millions, and they backed off of it, yeah.
We want the fucking internet, motherfuckers.
But, now... Oh, my computer just did something really weird.
What are you going to take the internet away from people as we slip into the apocalypse? We won't be able to see the... I wonder how long Netflix is going to make that show about Mars available. You know, they canceled it away.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's very sad.
Oh, no, I forgot my point, but anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a point.
What was it?
That I was working towards and...
Oh,
my computer...
Shit. Yeah, you really, really wanted to go to Hitler's bed and breakfast.
No, I don't. But if I was in the area,
yeah,
and someone said, "Hey, over there is Hitler's bunker," I'd be like, "Well, yeah, I'll go take a look." Whatever.
Yep.
The Alabama lieutenant governor, who's been fighting the governor's mask orders, has now tested positive for COVID-19.
I mean, come on. I mean, what do you want, man?
Yeah, I don't know what to say.
We have a fuck ton of virus in this country. We don't even know how much.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. And then we're just watching people that run our government get sick, and we're pretending, I don't know how we're compartmentalizing that shit. Like, that's crazy. If we're seeing it in our government, then you know it's all over the motherfucking place.
There's pictures of Trump from that Leslie Stone review doing that weird two-handed glass thing. Like, he can't pick up the glass with one hand.
Are you saying his health is something... You think there's an issue with his health?
I don't know. I saw another article today that they are analyzing him recently with this weird leaning forward shit. And and his hand, they say his hand looks like it has jerky movements sometimes.
Something
and he has
fucked
to stop
up.
It.
Something fucked up has happened to him. I mean, you know...
Trump's America.
Woo.
This is.
I mean, it seems like if you're president, every day you should have to strip down and get in some kind of scanning machine, and then everybody should look at your shit every fucking day to make sure you're not fucked up. And so the day you put Trump to the scanning machine, his head's all messed up. So you're like, all right, new president.
Need a new roof? Oops. Why wait?
Yes, we do, by the way. Thank you for that.
It's not a bad idea, though, right?
What?
Well, I mean, you're keeping track of Schindler's health. It's every day you're scanning him. He's always in a little robe. Every day you're scanning him, and you're putting cotton swabs up his asshole. He's constantly
to wear a medical device. You are not medically inclined to do so.
Do you have a doctor's note?
I have a doctor's order that I am to breathe oxygen. You cannot force me to breathe carbon dioxide, lady. I am to breathe oxygen.
SRO, remove him from the chambers.
I want to breathe oxygen. I can't cover my mouth and my nose.
This is a Sarasota County School Board meeting in Florida.
Listen, dickhead.
One father needed to be escorted out by the popo because they have a mask policy.
Hey, fuckstick, when you're having your second triple bypass, do you understand that the doctor's cutting on your heart will wear masks, and they will wear, how long will they wear
hours.
Masks? Hours! And they will they, how quickly will they die from carbon monoxide poisoning?
Oh, yeah. These...
Dioxide, whatever the fuck.
Remove him from the chamber.
You're gonna hear what I have to say.
No.
No, they just turned off his mic.
I love her.
You're gonna hear what I have to say.
I love her. Because she said no.
Yeah.
We've heard you, dickhead.
We're on recess for 5 minutes.
Order me to wear a medical device. According to the Constitution of the United States, you are out of order. I object.
They're leaving. They're walking out. They're going to the bathroom. He's got deputies around him, by the way.
And you know, he has no mask, right?
No mask. He refuses.
And he's.
I'm going to call him a white guy in his 40s or 50s.
So Senior Spreader here is just shooting out air bubbles all over the place. With what the fuck ever.
Everybody else has masks.
Oh, how nice. See, and that protects him.
No. We're on recess for 5 minutes.
I have no authority. Order me to wear a medical device. According to the Constitution of the United States, you are out of order. I object, lawfully object to your tyranny.
I lawfully object to
your tyranny. Jesus Christ.
Authority to order anyone to wear a medical device.
The school board walked out.
To your tyranny. Jesus.
And they're gone.
Wow.
You are out of order. You are unconstitutional.
Meanwhile, there's a couple other assholes, probably relatives of his, walking around in the back with their fists up. They have their cell phones going. They're
Why
all taping it for the
up?
Facebook because they're freedom, man.
They're
freedom. Freedom.
Constitutionally ordering tyranny.
The mask?
I plead with you to obey law.
They're gone.
Oh my God.
I've given you a lawful order from the Constitution.
I've given you a lawful order from the Constitution? Who are you?
Is he a parent? Does he have to help his children with math homework? Fractions? Oh my God. Please.
You have no authority to order a medical device upon any citizen of this county, this state, or this country.
And no one's tasing him. No one's tasing him.
You hear people in the background. It's not a law. Not a law.
Is this guy white? Well, he's enjoying that white privilege. Imagine
Let's
this
say
is a person,
as fuck, yeah.
This is a person of color doing this. It might be different. They're letting this guy just go on and yell and scream and just ruin the whole fucking meeting. I mean, I don't know what you're supposed to do with this motherfucker.
I think it's about it.
Shit.
I think it's about that time.
Oh, is it really? Wow.
It's about time to get the fuck out of here.
We don't have another anti-masker story? God.
Oh, I could if you want.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I mean, it's just like they're all over the place, right?
Sure.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I could. There's a couple of subreddits.
Oh, wow. I mean, all I'm saying is it's a mask. In other parts of the planet, people wear masks. It's not a new thing, right?
Well, right.
Japan and
right.
China.
Right. The rest
Lots
of the world
people.
Doesn't get it.
Lots.
Except areas where our foul influence goes. Like, Britain is starting to get anti-masker problems.
God.
Israel, you've got those ninnies, the Orthodox Jews that are refusing.
Oh, my God. It's just fucked up. Jesus. Wear a mask.
Wear a fucking mask.
Getting your shit assholes. On me.
Socially distance, all that
Absolutely.
Shit. Don't be cunts. Wash your hands.
Yeah. Don't be covered in ranch.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's do it again tomorrow. That's really loud. There you go. Let's do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on your favorite podcasting application. Or we're always available at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet at RadarComedy.com's website. Go to his Twitter, his Instagram, his Facebook, or his TikTok, Rated R Comedy. One word, all squished together.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Have a blessed evening, everyone. Let's do it again tomorrow.
9!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.